This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, top stories of the hour first. Ministry of Health and Population directs subordinate bodies to continue work even during public holidays for effective measures against coronavirus. Nepal police initiate investigation on misleading information regarding coronavirus on social media. A person arrested and charged for posting misleading audio. 64 Nepalese brought from abroad defying international flight ban to undergo quarantine at Karipati Best Quarantine House. An worldwide corona-related death toll surges past 11,800. Now news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed medical and health workforce and officials under its subordination to be present at the offices during public holidays as well, and those who are deputed in the Kathmandu Valley not to leave Valley. Ministry's Under Secretary Pramod Singh Khara said the presence and mobilization of such workforce is highly required for the arrangement in preventing the entry of the coronavirus in the country. A total of 18 offices functioning under the subordination of Ministry, including Department of Health Services, Department of Drug Administration, Department of Ayurveda and Alternative Medicine, Internal Administration Section, National Health Training Hospital, Bir Hospital, Sukhara's Tropical and Infectious Disease Control Hospital, National Trauma Center and National Public Health Lab are obliged to follow the instructions. The Ministry has already dispatched a letter to the officers asking not to leave the offices. As Under Secretary Singh Khara said, Joint Secretary level employees, health workers and department chiefs have been told to be present at the offices during public holidays, and Under Secretary and officer level employees are not to leave the valley. The government has already announced not to open offices except for the essential services and to close the entire long route transport service beginning from Monday as precautionary measures against the COVID-19. The Cybercrime Bureau of the Nepal Police has initiated investigation on misleading social media posts which became viral on social networking sites of late. Deputy Inspector General of Nepal Police, Sailesh Thapa Chhetri, informed that the investigation on the fake social networking site posting misleading text regarding virus has begun and all the wrongdoers will be booked. The police have also asked people not to like, share and promote any kind of such unauthentic messages. Meanwhile, the police have arrested 20-year-old Vivek Thapa Magar on the charge of cybercrime of spreading rumour of having corona-infected people at Norvik and TU Teaching Hospital. Meantime, the Norvik Hospital has made it clear that there was no case of coronavirus in the hospital. Issuing a statement today, Deputy General Manager of the hospital, R.P. Mainali, urged the government to take action against those who have been playing with the public health concerns. Similarly, Nepal Army has made it clear that Nepal Army is not carrying out any kind of activity of spraying disinfecting substances as stated in a misleading message made viral on the social media site. Issuing a statement today, Nepal Army spokesperson Bigyandeep Pandey urged all not to be misled by the rumours. 64 Nepalese who have been brought to Nepal by the foreign airlines defying the government's ban on international flights will be sent to quarantine. According to the Immigration Department, Thai Airlines and Air India deported Nepalese at Taiwan International Airport today. Immigration Department Director General Suraj Porel said the returnees will be sent to Karipati Base Quarantine Centre. The Nepalese who had been to Dubai and Qatar return home making different transits. Director General Porel further informed that the arrival of anyone to Nepal now on will be halted for time being. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Batrai visited a medical checkup room set up at Tribhuwan International Airport in view of the increased risk of the coronavirus infection. The help desk is meant for providing medical screening for any passengers landing at the Tribhuvan International Airport from several routes following the emergence of coronavirus in China and its global spread. If any passenger is suspected of getting infected with the virus, the person is sent to a 14-day quarantine. The medical checkup service is available for domestic passengers as well. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has postponed the distribution and renewal of the active membership of the party until mid-April. The preparatory works of the 14th General Convention of the party has been halted in view of the coronavirus pandemic and its possible menace in the country. A spokesperson of the party, Bishop Prakash Sharma, said Nepali Congress has already postponed big gatherings and conferences. Now the distribution of active memberships and renewal has been postponed. With this, the party has decided to launch massive awareness campaign on how people could remain safe from the coronavirus pandemic. The Far West state government has urged Nepalese not to visit India at least for a week as the spread of a global pandemic of the coronavirus accelerates. A meeting of the Coronavirus Control and Directive Committee chaired by Chief Minister Trilochan Vatta held last night at the Office of Chief Minister and Council of Ministers urged people not to cross the Nepal-India border in the state at least 1 week. Similarly, considering the possible outburst of the coronavirus, the state-run government has decided to set up a 50-bed hospital along with 10-bed ventilator facility in partnership with Nepal Army and Armed Police Force and Nepal Police at the building of East World National Trading Limited within a week. State-run government has also decided to close all border crossings with India by urging the federal government to northern border crossing with China. Kimathanka and Olong Tsingola were closed for cross-border movement of locals since 19th January by China. The government said it holds its already circulated decision to ban bigger gatherings all over the state. The country's three security agencies have geared up the preparations to prevent the outbreak of the coronavirus with high alertness. As said by the Nepal Police spokesperson Deputy Inspector General Sailesh Thapa Chhetri, Nepal Police has trained over 13,000 workforce and placed them standby for taking necessary actions against the coronavirus. He further added that health desks have been established at district and central levels to tackle possible challenges to be posed by the virus. Moreover, a 50-bed quarantine home has been readied at the Nepal Police No. 2 Battalion and a 20-bed isolation at the Nepal Police Hospital. Similarly, the Armed Police Force is striving for expected result in the prevention of the coronavirus outbreak. Armed Police Forces spokesperson Deputy Inspector General Praveen Kumar Shrestha said it has prepared a workforce capable of being mobilized at any time to prevent the infection risk and take containment measures if the disease enters home. A space has been retained for building isolation room and quarantine home capable of accommodating 1,000 people if necessary. The Armed Police Force has been providing its services through 142 health desks set up along the transit points and surrounding. The Nepal Army has also given priority to preparedness to the coronavirus outbreak prevention. It has launched both joint and sole efforts for the prevention and control of global menace in the country. Nepal Army spokesperson Bigyandeep Pandey said Nepal Army has rehearsed the program of the COVID-19 control despite the constraint of human and technological resources. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali and Minister for Foreign Affairs of Pakistan Doom Saha Qureshi extends the messages of congratulations and best wishes on the occasion of 60th anniversary of the establishment of the diplomatic relations between Nepal and Pakistan. In their messages exchanged today, both the foreign ministers expressed their commitment to further strengthening bilateral relations on the basis of mutual trust, understanding and cooperation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on some international updates. The death toll from new coronavirus has neared 6,000 in Europe, with Italy, Spain and Germany reporting a steep rise in infections. Old world fatalities soared past 11,800 on Saturday as per the data collected by Johns Hopkins University in the United States. More than 284,000 people have been infected by this virus, while some 89,000 people have recovered from the infections. Meanwhile, Pakistan has halted international flights and Singapore reported first two deaths. Italy announced another 627 deaths on Friday, the biggest day-to-day increase in the country's four-week epidemic, a day after surpassing China's death toll. North Korea fired two projectiles that appear to be short-range ballistic missiles into the sea off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula, South Korea's military said on Saturday, after what analysts said was a show of confidence during the coronavirus pandemic by announcing an April legislature session. South Korea's military said the launch follows to earlier this month when North Korea launched short-range missiles and multiple projectiles, drawing the US and Chinese appeals for Pyongyang to return to talks ending its nuclear and missile programs. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern and central region along with western hilly region. Brief rain or thunderstorms are likely to occur at one or two places of the eastern and central region. We have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ministry of Health and Population directs subordinate bodies to continue work even during public holidays for effective measures against coronavirus. Nepal Police initiate investigation on misleading information regarding coronavirus on social media. A person arrested and charged for posting misleading audio. 64 Nepalese brought from abroad defying the international flight ban to undergo quarantine at Karipati Base Quarantine Centre. An old world corona-related death toll surges past 11,800. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to this special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be generally cloudy with chances of lighter snowfall at few places of all the three regions of the country. Now, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the western region are different. Altitude at 3,000 metres, 270 degrees, 5 knots and 3 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 metres, 240 degrees, 5 knots and minus 16 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 metres, 300 degrees, 15 knots and minus 28 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 metres, 300 degrees, minus 43 knots and minus 30 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the central region at different altitude. At 3,000 metres, 190 degrees, 10 knots and 8 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 metres, 200 degrees, 10 knots and minus 12 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 metres, 190 degrees, 15 knots and minus 28 degrees Celsius. at 9,000 meters, 220 degrees, 15 knots and minus 45 degrees Celsius. Likewise, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the eastern region at different altitude. At 3,000 meters, 270 degrees, 5 knots and 8 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 290 degrees, 12 knots and minus 12 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 300 degrees, 5 knots and minus 18 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 330 degrees, 5 knots and minus 45 degrees Celsius. That's the end of the special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.